Wilton Wilberry and the Magical Christmas Wishing Well by Mifflin Lowe. The holidays were here. Everyone was celebrating and singing songs like Jingle Bells and Joy to the World. Yes, everybody was happy and merry and full of good cheer. But there was one person who was not happy and merry at all. And that was Wilton Wilberry. You see, every year it seemed to Wilton, his brother and sister always got more presents than he did. And every year it seemed that they always got the good stuff. And he always got the crummy stuff. You know, stuff like socks and underwear.
Underwear? What kid wants underwear?
Wilton howled while his brother pointed and laughed.
Nyeh, 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 nyeh. It's a rob, it's a rook, it's a jip.
Wilton yelled and his sister mocked him.
Oh, too bad.
No fair.
No fair. Underwear, underwear, no fair.
Wilton's brother and sister chanted and danced around him. Finally, they gave Wilton an atomic wedgie, pulling his underpants over his head and tying them in a knot. As his brother and sister rolled on the floor laughing, Wilton shouted,
"Happy holidays, you creeps!"
Then Wilton stomped through the room, slammed the door as hard as he could, ran to his room, flopped on his bed, and cried himself to sleep, and had a strange dream. A dream about Santa Claus. But it wasn't the usual old Santa Claus. It was an all-new Santa Claus with an earring, a crazy plaid suit, long purple hair, and a t-shirt that said, "Rock and Roll Santa."
When I had a crazy dream about a flying sleigh and a cool dude in a wild suit, a wacky wacky plaid and a big black boots, purple hair and a bright blue beard, I never seen anybody quite that weird. It was a rock and roll Santa, a rock and roll Santa, singing hey, hey, let's have a rock and roll holiday. Then I dreamed about a wishing well way out in the woods, stuffed with stuff that was oh so good. And now I bought an Xbox, a new CD, a mini chopper bike, it was all for me. Lollipops and candy canes and even Papa Rocks, a big Hershey kiss sitting right on top. It was a rock and roll Christmas, a rock and roll Christmas. Hey, hey, it was a rock and roll holiday. Rock and roll star. Mama Claus was playing on the slide guitar. The elves, they were pounding out that beat, while the reindeer was stomping with the reindeer feet. I had a rockin' pneumonia on that cocoa night. Says that all the world was bright with that white, white snow. It was a winter wonderland now, don't you know? Everyone was jumping, every boy and girl, and everyone was singing, "Joy to the world, yeah! Joy to the world, yeah!" It was a rock and roll Christmas. It was a rock and roll Christmas. Hey, hey, it was a rock and roll holiday. It was a rock and roll holiday. It was a rock and roll holiday. 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 Holiday.
Suddenly, Wilton woke up. and saw the shadow of a reindeer flying across his quilt. Wilton sprang out of bed, ran to the window, and watched as the reindeer's shadow followed the path of a moonbeam through the snow-covered trees. Wilton ran out of the house, chasing the shadow over a river and through the woods, deeper and deeper into the forest, until finally he saw a stone well with a flickering blue light all around it and a big flashing neon sign that said, "Welcome, Wilton. Make a wish." Wilton tiptoed over to the well, looked in, and said,
"Hello?"
And he heard an echo say, "Hello, hello, hello." But it wasn't his voice. Then Wilton looked into the well and saw a face reflected in the ice. But it wasn't his face. Even though he was scared, Wilton didn't run away. He sank into the well.
Wishing well, wishing well, will you tell me? Wishing well, will you cast your magic spell? Will you wishing well? Wish I may. Wish I might wish upon a well tonight. Wish I might and wish I may wish upon a well today. Wishing well.
Please, Mr. Wishing Well, I just want a few things this year, not too much. See, my brother and my sister always get everything, and it's no fair. So if I could get, you know, some good stuff, please, please, with whipped cream and cherries on it, and no underwear and no socks, okay?
When he was done, a little man all dressed up in a crazy plaid suit, a man exactly like the rock and roll Santa in his dream, rose up out of the well and asked,
"What can I do for you, bub? How can I help Y-O-U?"
"Well, there are a few things I really want this year. An iPod and an Xbox and a skateboard and a mini chopper."
"Okay, all right, whatever. Just close your eyes and think about what you want real hard, and we'll see what we can do."
Wilton closed his eyes and wished for everything he could think of, while the rock and roll Santa spun in circles, singing this song.
I go yo yo, I go ho ho ho. You want an iPod, an Xbox, a new CD, a mini chopper bike, and HDTV, a puppy and a kitty and a PS3, a walkie-talkie and a DVD. You're gonna gonna get it all, you can count on me. You're even gonna get yourself a brand new Wii. I said a yo-yo, I go ho-ho-ho. Yeah, everything you're gonna get as you will see. It's all for you and it's all for me. Yeah, it's all for me and it's all for you. And there ain't anything anybody can do. I'm a rockin' old Santa. I'm the magic man. Yo, I go ho, ho, ho. I said yo, yo, I go ho, ho, ho. I said yo, yo,
as the rock and roll Santa danced, spinning faster and faster, everything Wilton wished for came flying up out of the well and disappeared into the night sky in the direction of his house.
All right, awesome.
And when Wilton went home and looked in his room, everything he had wished for, every single thing, was there.
Score! Total score!
When Wilton's brother and sister saw everything he had, they were so jealous. His sister hopped on the mini chopper bike and tried to ride it, but the pedals wouldn't turn and the wheels wouldn't go around. And plop! She fell over. His brother tried to bounce the basketball, but it just stayed flat on the floor. And when his brother put on a pair of sneakers, they went crazy, dancing and spinning in circles, until he started shouting,
"Help! I'm getting dizzy! I think I'm gonna barf!"
But Wilton could ride the bike, and Wilton could bounce the basketball. No problem. And the sneakers didn't go in crazy circles when he put them on. And so Wilton laughed and laughed. The meanest, rottenest laugh he could. Next day, Wilton went to the well again. This time he wanted candy. When he got to the well, the neon sign was flashing, saying, "Welcome back, Wilton." Looking into the well, Wilton smiled and once again asked sweetly,
"Please, do you think maybe I could have some candy?"
Once again, the rock and roll Santa rose up out of the well with his hair all messed up, like he had just gotten up from a nap.
You. Okay. Exactly what type of candy are you looking for?
Mars bars and Hershey bars and Skittles and Snickers and candy.
Wilton went on and on, naming every kind of candy he could think of. Once again, the rock and roll Santa danced around and around, spinning in circles and singing.
I go yo, yo. I go ho, ho, ho. You want lollipops and candy canes and everything sweet. Skittles, Snickers, candy apples you can eat. Starburst, Jolly Ranchers, Charleston Chew. Hershey bars and Reese's Pieces, M&M's too. A gummy bears and atom bombs and even Papa Rocks. It's gonna be a sugar high that won't ever stop. It won't ever stop.
of the yo-yo. I go ho, ho, ho. Yeah, everything you're gonna get as you will see. It's all for you and it's all for me. Yeah, it's all for me and it's all for you. And there ain't anything anybody can do. I'm a rock and roll Santa. I'm the magic man.
Every kind of candy Wilton could think of flew out of the well and through the air. When Wilton went home, his room was completely full of candy. His brother tried to eat some, but the candy made his mouth burn and tears come to his eyes, and he had to spit it out.
Ow, that stings!
When his sister tried to eat Wilton's candy, it made her sick to her stomach.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Wilton mocked her as he stuffed his mouth full.
This tastes so sweet. Too bad you can't have any.
Then he stuck out his tongue and went spraying his brother with half-chewed candy crud. His brother jumped up and down, screaming.
Ow, you gross pig.
But Wilton didn't care. He had everything he wanted. And from then on, he went back to the wishing well every day, getting more and more stuff, more videos, more games, more toys, more skateboards, more balls, more bikes, more stuff than any kid in the history of the world. Sometimes Wilton took whole catalogs with him, wishing for every single thing on every single page. And when he looked into the well, he didn't ask nicely anymore. No, he stamped his foot and demanded things like this.
Yeah, yeah. Give me what I want.
Give me.
Give me what I need.
Give me.
Give me everything. Satisfy my greed. Yeah, satisfy my greed.
Every single day, Wilton went to the well, and every single thing he wished for flew out of the well. And every day, when Wilton went home, everything he wanted was there in his room. Soon there was so much stuff, it went out Wilton's bedroom door, down the hall, and down the front stairs, filling the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, and the basement, out the front door, and down the front steps, filling the front yard, the side yard, the backyard, even the doghouse, and all the way down the street, filling the whole neighborhood. And nobody else got anything. And nobody else could even touch a single thing Wilton got. Now, do you suppose this made his brother and sister happy? Oh, no. It made them very, very mad.
Go ahead. Keep all your stuff, you brat,
his brother said.
Yeah, I hope you're happy, because nobody likes you,
his sister added. And it was true. No one would play with Wilton, and no one would talk to him. So even though he had more stuff than any kid in the whole history of the world, Wilton was not happy. He was alone and sad. And to Wilton, it just didn't feel like the holidays. And on Christmas Eve, as Wilton sat beneath the tree, all by himself, surrounded by all his stuff, Wilton didn't sing Joy to the World or Jingle Bells. Wilton sang this sad, sad song.
All alone on Christmas Eve.
At midnight, Wilton went to bed and cried himself to sleep. And once again, he had a strange dream. But it wasn't about the rock and roll Santa. It was a beautiful, wonderful dream about the Christmas princess. And when his eyes popped open, Wilton saw the Christmas princess flying right outside his window with thousands of tiny creatures who looked like angels.
Ah, Christmas love, ah, Christmas love. She's the Christmas princess flying up. She's the Christmas princess, bringing Christmas love. Ah, Christmas love, ah, Christmas love. She's the Christmas princess for every girl and boy. She's the Christmas princess, bringing Christmas joy.
Yes, everyone loves her, but nobody sees her as she comes and goes on her way. The way that she knows, the way that you feel better the very next day. She's the Christmas princess, soaring through the sky. With the Christmas princess, you never need to cry. She's the Christmas princess, she's the Christmas princess, she's the Christmas princess, she's the Christmas princess.
When the Christmas princess slipped through the window into his room, Wilton sat up in bed, too amazed to speak. Then the Christmas princess waved her wand, and a single snowflake flew through the air. She waved her wand again, and two snowflakes fell through the sky. Soon hundreds of snowflakes, then thousands and millions of snowflakes came whirling, swirling, and dancing through the sky, covering the world in deep, white, beautiful snow. Then the Christmas princess waved her wand one last time. Instantly, the snow stopped falling, and she spoke.
You see, Wilton, people are like snowflakes. One snowflake, all by itself, is a fragile little thing. But hundreds and thousands and millions of snowflakes are powerful and strong. They fill the world with beauty and change everything. And one person, all alone, is just like a single snowflake. Yes, people need each other, Wilton. They make each other strong. They bring each other hope. They give each other love. Yes, you need your brother and your sister, Wilton, and they need you.
Then the Christmas princess touched him with her wand, and when she did, Wilton rose up out of the bed. He could fly too. Out the window they went, over the snow and through the woods they flew to the magic wishing well. And there the rock and roll Santa came spinning up from the well, pointed at Wilton and said,
"One more wish for you, Babaloo."
Closing his eyes and squeezing them tight, Wilton wished he had never found the wishing well and never gotten all that stuff, and wished the holidays could be just the way they used to be, even though his brother and sister always got more stuff and better stuff than he did. Then, with a beautiful smile, the Christmas princess waved her wand, and poof! The wishing well disappeared, and the rock and roll Santa began spinning in circles faster and faster, rising up higher and higher into the sky, surrounded by thousands of bats and lizards and little men with pointy ears and tails. As he did, the rock and roll Santa shouted,
"You'll be sorry. You'll be sorry. You want that stuff. I know you do. What's wrong with you? You could have everything. Everything. It could all be yours."
Finally, the rock and roll Santa disappeared into the night sky, and together, Wilton and the Christmas princess flew to Wilton's house. And all the stuff was gone from his front yard, side yard, backyard, and even the doghouse. And all the toys were gone from his living room and kitchen and dining room and den. And all the candy was gone from the stairs and the hall. And when Wilton opened his bedroom door, there were three presents on his bed. One for his brother, one for his sister, and one for him. And even though he didn't have more stuff than any kid in the whole history of the world anymore, Wilton felt happier than he ever had in his whole life. And when when his brother and sister poked their heads in the door. Wilton gave one gift to his brother.
Thanks a lot, Wilton.
And one gift to his sister.
Oh, Wilton.
And they gave him a big hug and a kiss. As Wilton opened his present, he knew that even if it was socks or underwear, this was going to be the happiest Christmas of his life. Because Wilton knew that the very best present wasn't tons of toys and mountains of candy and heaps of stuff. The very best present, the most important thing in the whole history of the world, was love. And Wilton knew that now he had everything.
Best present I would have to say is you, you, you. My very best present is you. Now I've been eating candy till I could drop, cookies and cakes and soda pop. But of all the things I could have today, the very sweetest thing I would have to say is you, you, you. The very sweetest thing is you. Words just can't begin to say how wonderful I feel today. But words are what I use to touch the people that I love so much. Big hug and a great big kiss and a great big happy holiday wish for you, you, you. My very best present is you.